Dangerous Hurricane Irma continues to work through the Caribbean this afternoon. Right now, the core of the storm is near the U.S. and British Virgin Islands, and the storm is on a track to the west-northwest. That track is likely to continue over the next couple of days. So on that track, the storm makes a very close pass to Puerto Rico. Of course, a landfall is possible there. The track varies a little bit. And then as the storm continues to the west-northwest, the Dominican Republic, Haiti, the Turks and Caicos, and southeastern Bahamas are all in the path of the storm over the next couple of days. Farther west, there's potential impacts in Cuba and in the central Bahamas. And the real question is, when does the storm take a turn to the north? And the storm is expected to make that turn sometime over the weekend, but it's where that northward turn occurs that will ultimately determine impacts through Cuba, the rest of the Bahamas, Florida, and the southeastern portion of the United States. And I tell you, this storm continues to the north in the coming days. There are potential impacts along the east coast, so even interest along the east coast have to keep a very close eye on Irma. There's also potential that if the storm were to make landfall somewhere in the southeast, that some of the remnant rains from this storm could come through our area at some point next week. So there's still a lot of question marks surrounding Irma, where exactly the storm will go when it makes that northward turn. But of course, interest throughout Florida and the Bahamas and Cuba and the southeastern U.S. have to keep a very close eye on this storm over the next several days, as we will see exactly where that turn does occur. Back closer to home, we had some heavy thunderstorms come through yesterday. Those were in association with the cold front that is stalled to our east this afternoon. And I tell you, east of that front through portions of eastern New England, there have been some heavy rains and even some thunderstorms through the day. We're on the more stable side of the front, though we are still seeing a few showers from time to time. And we're likely to continue to see showers from time to time moving into tonight and even into the day tomorrow. We'll see plenty of clouds, some breaks of sun, though, but the chance for a shower or a thunderstorm will exist as we go through tomorrow. And even on Friday, there may be a few lingering showers, especially during the warmest part of the day. Then high pressure is expected to build in. That should deliver a nice weekend coming up for Saturday and Sunday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a few showers or storms, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, some areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a few showers or thunderstorms, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, areas of fog, low 56 to 62. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, a few showers or thunderstorms, with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, some areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a few showers or thunderstorms, high 66 to 72. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance for a few showers, maybe a rumble of thunder with highs in the 60s. And on Saturday, partly sunny and cool for this time of year with highs in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.